Mount Tabor is a tiny town with just 250 people, yet after Plymouth and Bridgewater, it issues more traffic tickets than any other town in Vermont. To find out where that money goes and how it got to be that way, VPR's Emily Corwin took a trip to Mount Tabor.
It was December 2014. Rick Weingarten and his wife Cindy were driving on Route 7 south from Wallingford. It was a straight shot, wide lanes, big shoulders, no curves, hardly any buildings. For the most part, the speed limit there was 50. Weingarten says he had cruise control on at about that speed. He thought he was being conservative. In 50 years of driving, he says he'd never gotten a speeding ticket.
And all of a sudden, I see lights in my rearview mirror, and I was pulled over by the sheriff there, and he told me that I was going 8 miles per hour over the speed limit, and, you know, which caught me by surprise.
Weingarten didn't know what just about everyone knows who drives through Mount Tabor regularly, that the speed limit drops by 5 miles per hour near the town's two commercial storefronts, the Village Store and the Mechanic. He also didn't know about Nelson Tift, Mount Tabor's only police officer. Tift sits in an unmarked blue car 24 to 30 hours every week here on Route 7. He's there to pull over speeders.
You know, after we got the ticket, I told my wife, I said, it sounds like one of these little towns that finances themselves with a trap.
Last year, this four-mile stretch of road brought more than $130,000 in traffic ticket revenues to the town of Mount Tabor, 3.5 times what it spends on the police department. In other words, the town is profiting from these speeding tickets. But does that mean Mount Tabor is taking advantage of motorists? That's the kind of question I wanted to ask the town's police chief, Wendell Davidson Jr. I mean, speeders are breaking the law. On the phone, Davidson told me to, quote, forget that story.
So here's my question for you.
Then I ran into him at town meeting.
I'm doing some reporting on traffic tickets.
And you're talking to the wrong person. I told you that on the telephone.
Oh, I talked to you already. You're Wendell.
Yeah, I'm Wendell.
You won't talk to me about traffic tickets? Why not? Because you're in charge of them. Are you thinking of a response, or are you just ignoring me?
Ignoring you. Put that on your recorder. No, I ain't talking to you.
Okay.
Other folks at town meeting did want to talk to me. Most live on Brooklyn Road, which intersects with 7 near the Village Store. It's an intersection they consider dangerous. Most folks said to talk to Robert Gasparetti, a local furniture maker who's also the town moderator.
Because at that intersection, I was rear-ended 20 years ago and have never been the same.
You've never been, like, you were injured?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I have severe whiplash from someone speeding in that intersection.
Gasparetti says he supports all the enforcement. But statistically, this spot is not a dangerous intersection. Back in 1999, town officials requested the speed limit be reduced from 50 to 45 miles per hour. So the state conducted a traffic engineering study, and that study found two things. First, that the crash rate here was already very low, almost a third the state average for similar intersections. The study also suggested that a reasonable speed limit would be 55 or even 60 miles per hour. The town was requesting 45. The engineers recommended the speed limit simply remain at 50 miles per hour. But the speed limit went down. The state's three-person transportation committee gets the final word on state speed limits. And at a public hearing, the town's traffic cop, Nelson Tift, convinced the traffic committee to reduce the speed limit. Over the last 17 years, Tift has issued over $2 million in traffic tickets on Mount Tabor's 4 miles of state highway. Adele Eichel is town auditor here in Mount Tabor. She's also the only town official who is willing to talk to me about the money the town receives from traffic tickets. Last year, the $130,000 in revenue covered a quarter of the town's expenses.
As auditor, do you think you rely on that $100-some thousand?
At first, Eichel told me to go ask somebody else, but then she gave me her opinion.
It would be foolish to say we don't rely on it, because we have become reliant, I think.
Today, the town's municipal tax rate is nearly one-third what it was in 1999, before the Transportation Committee lowered the speed limit against the advice of engineers. It is also among the lowest tax rates in the state, subsidized by speeding motorists. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
If you got a traffic ticket recently, you're not alone. Drivers in Vermont paid a combined $4 million in traffic penalties last year. After receiving a well-informed tip, VPR started looking into which Vermont towns write the most traffic tickets and why. Today, VPR's Emily Corwin takes us to Windsor County.
Erica Bazawi is at traffic court, writing a check for $100, her traffic fine.
Did I just make it out?
Bazawi giggles about getting caught speeding twice in the same week by the same deputy.
I feel like he's the only Windsor County sheriff that I see.
Really?
I do.
Good news, he cut her a deal. Bazawi lives in Plymouth, home to Vermont's most aggressive speed enforcement. Last year in Plymouth, sheriff's deputies issued over $415,000 in traffic fines. That's substantially higher than the vast majority of towns.
I think everybody has gotten pulled over there.
I got to the Windsor County Courthouse after sorting a spreadsheet and finding Plymouth at the top for most revenue from traffic fines. With so much money at stake, I have to ask, is somebody profiting from all these tickets?
I don't get one penny of that revenue.
First to Sheriff Michael Chamberlain.
It's not like the state sends me a check.
It's true. The state does not send Michael Chamberlain a check. However, some of that revenue does make its way to his bank account. See, each year, a couple thousand motorists pay fines after getting stopped in Plymouth. The state keeps a hefty cut and sends the rest to the town. Last year, that was roughly $220,000. $220,000 is almost exactly how much the town spends on its contract with the sheriff's department. And the sheriff himself gets to take home 5% of all of his contracts. That's according to law. Last year, Sheriff Michael Chamberlain took home roughly $10,000 for his contract in Plymouth. This is not illegal, and Chamberlain may not have bad intentions. It's the towns, after all, that choose how much law enforcement they want. Plymouth hires a lot, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I'm Emily. You must be Ralph.
Ralph, yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Ralph Michael is chair of the select board in Plymouth. His board decides how much law enforcement the town should hire.
Should I sit right here? How about that?
Yeah, whatever. Sure.
We met at the offices of his engineering company.
They are speed traps to them because they got a ticket. The deputy sheriffs do not hide.
Michael says there's a reason for deputies to issue a lot of tickets here. Speeding on this road, he says, is a particular danger.
If they're going to have bicycles on Route 100, we really need to have the road fixed for bicycle. This place is on Route 100. You can't even stay on the edge of the road with a car.
Michael says some enforcement is good. But he also says the deputies shouldn't spend all their time ticketing motorists.
We have in the past had a lot of break-ins, especially like hunting camps and things like that. Their presence has greatly reduced the amount of break-ins and that. And one of the things I have been mentioning with them is we want you to go not spend all your time sitting on Route 100.
Meanwhile, Sheriff Chamberlain says his officers do regular patrols, but Plymouth is quiet.
I'm sure the town is probably not going to want us just come in and sit around, drive around for 12 hours and not do anything.
This mindset has helped make Plymouth the state's most aggressive speed stop. And the town's most recent contract for services is worth significantly more than last year's. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
And you can find out how much your town is ticketing motorists at vpr.net. The town of Bridgewater is just west of Woodstock en route to Killington, and there is a stretch of road there just one-third of a mile long. It's likely the most heavily ticketed stretch of road in all of Vermont. But how did it get to be that way? VPR's Emily Corwin reports it may have something to do with a closed-down school.
It's March 6th, 2018, town meeting day in Bridgewater.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay.
100 or so residents vote unanimously to pass the town budget, a budget that spends a third of its annual revenue on speed enforcement, $200,000. Deputies with the county sheriff's department are there 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But for these voters, all that enforcement is basically free. It's budgeted that way. The cost is offset entirely by revenue from speeding tickets and other traffic fines.
When I go to bed at night, there's blue lights, and when I get up in the morning, there are blue lights. I often joke around and I'll say I'm on the mean streets of Bridgewater.
29-year-old Colin Doyle grew up in Bridgewater and recently moved home from New York City. He does a lot of things around town, including run a comedy club and...
Well, I was just elected town constable.
Just now?
Just now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Doyle lives right on Route 4, and to be clear, he wants people to drive slowly here.
At the same time, I think that it's created a reputation for Bridgewater that we're not a town that people want to stop in or people want to come to enjoy.
Doyle says getting stopped in town can feel like a setup. Members of Bridgewater's select board disagree, as does longtime resident Bruce Seeley.
The village is small. Houses are right on the road. People do not get stopped for doing 30 in a 25. They get stopped for doing 40, 45 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. I don't have a problem with that.
Most tickets in 2017 were issued on a stretch of Route 4 that is only a third of a mile long. This may be the most lucrative stretch of road for any town in the state in terms of ticket revenue. It's set at 25 miles per hour, an unusually low speed limit on a state road. How did it get to be so slow? Vermont traffic operations engineer Amy Gamble.
Well, back in the early 70s, a school speed limit was set for the village of Bridgewater, and it was set at 25.
A quick primer here on school speed zones. These are extra slow speed limits that go into effect when children are present or lights are flashing. Gamble works for the Agency of Transportation. She notes that in the 1980s, the state's three-person transportation committee made a decision with consequences here in Bridgewater. Agency records show the committee converted the extra slow school zones to permanent speed limits in villages and cities.
So the consequence of that is when the school was removed, the speed limit was not also removed because it was no longer a school speed limit.
When Bridgewater's elementary school on Route 4 closed some years ago, the school speed limit stayed. And Bridgewater isn't alone. More than 20 schools have closed across Vermont since the change. So why not raise the speed limits again when schools close? Gamble treads lightly here.
So the idea of raising the speed limit in front of people's houses would present a challenge from a local political perspective.
In other words, it almost never happens. In the meantime, there is a new constable in town, and Colin Doyle has an idea.
One of the things that I've been interested in, and now as town constable, might be able to help effectively implement is signs saying, this is your speed, you're over speed, please slow down.
Or, as Amy Gamble would call it, a radar speed feedback sign. She says these run about $5,000 and are effective with all but the most brazen of speeders. It would probably reduce the town's revenue from traffic tickets. But Colin Doyle believes it would also be good for business here in Bridgewater. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
And if you're curious about how much your town is ticketing drivers, you can check it out at vpr.net.